Hey, it's Tax Cliff's Time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Tony in Colorado with this problem. We filed for bankruptcy after a foreclosure and 2 years of hard struggle. My husband had $48,000 in taxes owing for 2005. Is there a way to file tax bankruptcy this far out? Our bankruptcy was just discharged on March 12, 2008. I'm working, my husband is not, and we barely get by on just one salary. Well, Tony, I understand that sometimes you just have no choice. The overall burdens become overwhelming. And you can read about somebody else's story back in Ask Tax Mama number 169. But okay, what can you do with the remainder of the tax debt? It sounds as if the tax debt was too new when you filed your recent bankruptcy. So go back and talk to your attorney. I don't know what section of the bankruptcy code you originally filed under, but I've seen attorneys file under Section 13 initially and then go back a couple of years later with a Section 7 filing and discharge the rest of the tax debt. It's a deliberate strategy in a case like yours. If your attorney was smart, he or she set it up that way. Be aware, though, every time you file for bankruptcy, you stop the clock on the IRS 10-year statute of limitations for collections. In other words, IRS generally has only 10 years to collect tax debt, and stopping the clock means that time gets suspended while you're in the bankruptcy, tax court, or other situations, so all of those months and days get added to the original 10 years. Incidentally, another option you may have right now is to file for an offer in compromise. This would be good timing. Since your income isn't high and your husband isn't working, you may qualify to reduce your tax debt. So go ahead and try that, too. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about tax bankruptcies and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.